Hello everyone.
Hi.
My name is Bolu.
And I'm Samantha.
And together we are Soul Sisters.
Welcome to another amazing, sweet and fun episode of Soul Sisters Dive.
Yes, where we talk about anything and everything. So today we want to talk about the video that has been circulating around the internet, this great internet of ours. This video that they are singing, Try Jesus, Don't Try Me. I think it's titled Try Jesus. When I first saw it, I thought like, oh, try Jesus. I'm like, yes, you guys, try Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Try Jesus. And then I listened to it. It was my sister that, you were the one that told me about it. Have you heard this thing? Try Jesus. I'm like, oh, nice, nice.
When I first saw it, right? When I saw Try Jesus, Don't Try Me, you know, because I throw hands, I felt like it meant like I am human, I am just human, right?
I surrender to Jesus.
I to surrender to Jesus, right? And I am just human. I cannot even help you in the capacity that Jesus will help you. Like, so always try Jesus. Always go to Jesus. That's what I actually thought it means.
Until you listen to it, and we were like, the lyrics says like, try Jesus said that you, when they slap you one cheek, turn the other cheek. That was Jesus. So don't try me, or me, I will give you. It's like they are insinuating that
I will smack you down.
That's one part of the Bible I don't.
Listen. I agree with.
First of all, when Jesus was saying that, first of all, like for you to even say that, that means you don't understand the depth of God's love. And you don't understand how God wants us to live and how he wants us to love. He was not saying you should allow people to disrespect you.
Some people are saying funny but good message.
How is it a good message?
I'm still working on my salvation.
It's not a good message. This is our take on it, because we actually talked about it and we were thinking like, oh, do you agree with me? You're agreeing like Soul Sisters. Like, it is not a good message.
I had to send it to someone I know that is a preacher of love. That is
and
always
pastors
saying,
are using
love,
it.
Love, 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 love. That is always talking about love. I had to send it to that person. And that person was like, what? The person now actually sent me another video talking about love and saying that these people don't actually, if this person is singing this, they don't actually understand the meaning, the depth. The depth
of love. Now, how God wants us to love is when somebody offends you, I think it's in our podcast Love.
Yeah.
We said it in the our conversation about love. By the time this is out, we'll have posted it.
Yeah.
When somebody actually offends you, you should love them unconditionally.
Yeah.
Unconditionally, don't allow people to disrespect you, but love.
It doesn't mean you should be around toxic people now.
Exactly.
But don't tell me that you throw hands, you smack people down, and you're telling them to try Jesus. It's even insulting.
It's insulting, because if you're a true Christian, you know that you and Jesus, you are not separate.
You cannot be separated from divine now.
That you cannot be separated from Jesus if you are actually true believer.
Yeah.
You will know that he is living inside of you. He is working inside of you. Whatever you do, your decisions that you take, everything you do is through him.
The truth is, nobody is perfect.
Yes.
We are all actually working on ourselves, right?
Yeah.
And if we have the knowledge, anybody that doesn't know, fine. Anybody that doesn't know that, okay, you are supposed to always take the high road, fine, it's okay, smack people down, it's you that know, God will work on you. But if you do know this, you have to always try your best to intentionally, not like you say, oh, I throw hands, me to try. Nobody, even us, we are not perfect. Even me, I have some anger issues. I don't smack people when I'm angry, but like look at my eyes, you will think that I'm about to smack you actually, but I don't smack people.
Your anger is explosive. Our anger
you have to intentionally work on yourself for God to work inside of you, for the Holy Spirit to keep working inside of you, for Jesus to show you the way, for you to be a better person.
Yeah, I think like the Holy Spirit is just the solution to everything, because
if
everybody
try Jesus, don't try me because I throw hands. God said we should forgive 70 times, 70 times. And yes. By the way, it is per day. The next day, like now, today now is 70 times 70.
Mm.
Tomorrow is another 70 times. So even you today, God, you cannot even finish. 70
times
so,
70.
Like, it is a constant thing.
If and people forgive more, marriages will work more.
As in,
a lot of relationships work more. Business partners will forgive each other more. If people actually forgive more, things will work more in this our generation. And if we love each other more, you don't have
I don't
to
know.
Try
maybe
Jesus.
I'm thinking maybe it's the swag of the video. Because yes, the video actually has swag.
And
in
the guy,
way it was
the guy has already,
recorded.
Yes, that guy has preached something about Black Lives Matter. So everybody agreed with what he said. You know,
okay.
When he said he advocated for Black Lives Matter. So,
no wonder.
You know, so now anything he says now is gold, which is gold teeth. But you know, it's not about him, that's his message. But we are just saying our own opinion.
Me, I was
it
shocked
is,
when I was seeing
not,
pastors repost it.
Yes,
actually.
That was actually where my anger came
from. Not even anger, it's more like like you are just shocked, like
these people that just goes to
this
show.
This I'm listening to
exactly that just goes to show that nobody is perfect. It emphasizes the importance of having God for yourself and knowing God by yourself and knowing the Holy Spirit and having the Holy Spirit and having relationship with God. Because every pastor we are listening to, they too, they are drawing from God. So you to go and draw from God
exactly.
By yourself. Don't let them come and be telling you what not. Now that's
I didn't unfollow them though.
No,
because
I
just felt like
I didn't.
Okay,
I didn't. No.
Nobody is perfect.
Yeah,
really.
Nobody.
And nobody knows everything.
No.
Maybe at that time in their feelings.
Maybe in 5 years' time they realize.
In the way they are feeling, that song is actually making sense to them. But people are saying it's good message. I don't understand the good message. In saying, try Jesus, don't try me. Oh, Jesus is perfect. Jesus is not far away. If you are truly a believer and you are a Christian in like the way God wants us to be, you will know that Jesus is the true vine and you are a branch in the tree. And you cannot be doing the tree cannot be doing something. The tree is not there sitting now, and the branch will go and play somewhere and then come back to the tree at night. No, the branch is once the branch is cut off, the branch is cut off.
We are one with God.
We are one exactly. You can't say try Jesus instead of us to be preaching that
love.
Okay, or even if you try me, I don't promise anything, but I will do my best to be like Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Not say don't try me or else I will smack you down.
Please do not smack anybody down.
I throw hands.
We are not going to be.
I give up. That means you give up on humans. So what are you doing in this life? Mm-hmm. What are you doing on earth if
so,
you are giving up on human beings?
Mm-hmm. Our opinion on this is that we should always take the high road. When somebody offends you, learn to forgive them, calm yourself down and move on. And you are one with Jesus, you and Jesus, you are not separate. But the moment you separate Jesus from your life, you separate the good things and you begin to have problems. That is why we all have problems. So try Jesus, don't try me. Say nana for us. Say no.
Okay, so
yes,
that's all. This one does not have part two.
Yeah. Until next time, I'm Bolu.
And I'm Samantha.
And together we are
soul sisters.
Bye.